Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
AC giving everybody anxiety from all them lies he was telling.
He relies on me sometimes. Kyle Shanahan needs me to watch film, asks me to watch film. So I do it.
Did he consult you before having Brock Purdy go out there and practice today? Because
that
did.
One, I trusted him.
He was limited in practice, but Brock Purdy did go out there and practice today.
We'll see what happens, man. He got a chance to play on Sunday. Man, it's just, it is so... Especially when you talk about football, like when people blame Kyle or blame anybody for an injury, it is just really, really random. It's really, really random. Apparently, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow, end up doing the same move that got themselves hurt, you know, an overextension of the toe.
Mm-hmm.
One is fine or close to it in a week or two. The other needs surgery. Just random. It ain't nobody's fault. It's just unfortunate that's what happens sometimes with injuries.
Looks like Juszczyk is still in protocol.
That poor guy was wearing sunglasses in the tunnel.
Yeah, he'll be there till, well, at minimum tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Thursday? Yeah, he'll be there at minimum until tomorrow. Then a bunch of vet days. Juwan Jennings didn't practice. Christian McCaffrey, nothing unusual about guys like Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, those guys not practicing. They normally don't practice on Wednesdays. But it's a big game coming up for them.
This is a big game, man.
On Sunday.
Yeah, that's the Cardinals, 2-0 Cardinals coming to town. They got some good ball players on that Cardinals team. Kyler Murray looked really good in the first 2 weeks of the season. He looked really fast. He's always fast, but he looked like he didn't got a step. So he's healthy. He's playing good. That defense with Buda Baker, that's a guy that's been a thorn in my side for I don't know how long.
Ever. Buda Baker has been in the league for 26 years.
And still moves like a rookie.
Right.
So, yeah, you always got to be aware of him. Big game, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Big game.
Yeah.
Big game for sure.
Did you want to shout out Odyssey for some reason?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out Odyssey Sacramento. Yeah, big ups to them because out of nowhere, Jesse, I don't know if you saw this, but out of nowhere, there's just nothing to drink. Not even water.
Wait, we don't have water?
Well, we have a dispenser thing, but nothing in the fridge.
I was thinking about that on the way here. Yeah, the drinks usually go first.
They're just gone.
Sprite's gone. The iced tea's gone.
So here's the thing. You know why this happens. It's because everybody does what you do. Everybody. They go, oh, I got to go to this client meeting. Let me grab some trail mix and for God knows whatever reason, some iced tea.
I don't grab no drinks.
Oh, yeah, I know. And you certainly wouldn't grab a Lipton iced tea or whatever is a Snapple, whatever they put in that refrigerator.
I didn't even get to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to grab a drink I don't like today. There's just nothing there. I got my little water bottle. I'm going to hydrate, I guess.
I didn't have my, I'm not in my car today, so I didn't have my water bottle with me.
And there was two Sprites in there yesterday. I was like, low-key, maybe I'll get a Sprite for lunch today. And Kenny just let me know, yeah, that's not happening.
No.
You laugh. This is real. These are real thoughts.
I don't know, but yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
There's still chips.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Thank you.
I appreciate Odyssey Sacramento for providing snacks.
It's just not been the same since Kim left.
It hasn't.
It has not.
The life of the Snack Shack is about 4 or 5 days. After that, it's like, hey.
And that's all that I'll say. I'll put this in the... It's not even really a complaint. It's a suggestion box. If we're going to go days, almost a week at a time with nothing, why not just bring back the vending machine?
Honestly.
So to be clear, we don't go a week at a time.
No, we can't go a week.
Oh, weeks.
Yeah, that's fair. I was going to say yes. Thank you.
Like that area gets dusty over there.
But they have peas over there.
Oh,
peas
they had
and,
to,
what expired did, oranges.
Yeah, what didn't Abe eat them?
Yeah,
what,
Abe. He said a listener that listens to our show notified him that we were talking about the peas, and Abe says, no, I eat the peas.
They were like dehydrated peas or something, and Abe over here at 98 Rock, I guess that's the rock star life, and he's just, my man is just crushing dehydrated peas.
Real quick, John Poole was like, why not bring stuff from home? Because the work is giving us stuff.
Yeah,
because work said they'll hook us up.
No, John, that's a fine question.
No, it's not.
It's a fine question, John.
Well, hold on. I will bring snacks, but that's not enough snacks. Like, I got to get some work snacks, too.
Yeah. I think.
I got to get some work snacks, too.
I think most places have. I shouldn't say they have something, but at least here's the other killer.
Yeah,
is we can't really go nowhere.
Yes, that's right. So, well, see now that's the part that pisses me off, because you know I bring my little snack, my little bar, my little drink, whatever. They're never gonna have that stuff stored. I bring that stuff every day. Mm-hmm. However, I ride with my team before anything else. We don't have the opportunity to go. Yo, I'm just gonna go around the corner to whatever and grab some food. Mm-hmm. We're the only ones here that can't do that. Katie dropped off her car during her show this morning. She was like, hey, you might have to get to work early and I have to drive your car home. I was like, wait, you're at the office? She was like, yeah, I dropped my car off this morning. I'm like, when? Well, at 8. We ran like a replay. And so I was like, whoa, what? Like you two? No, it's literally just us. The only three people in the building who just can't.
That's it.
Just can't leave.
So I guess
Kevin goes and gets food every morning.
I guess technically they would be getting a vending machine for just us three.
No. Because them hoes would eat from it.
Oh, no, they would.
They would stick their little dollar bills and quarters and Apple Pay and all of that stuff in there and
maybe
be living
the
life.
Maybe they should, though, because, man, it was. They was. That was a bad habit.
But let's be clear, that was also the tuna and crackers era.
Wow.
That was the tuna and crackers era of the snack shop.
That tuna and crackers was there for no less than 3 months.
3 months? I thought you were going to say 3 years. Was there ever a time where tuna and crackers weren't in that vending machine? Does anybody give their vending machine run like D'Lo and Casey do? Has anybody ever
yearned for their vending machine to come back the way we do?
I'm just trying to give my money to the company or whatever, and they just won't let it happen.
Has anyone held out on signing their contract because there wasn't enough snacks for their team?
Jonathan Kuminga.
And that's all Jonathan Kuminga wants at this point is he wants snacks for his team.
His practice facility needs to have a vending machine. You can keep your team option. Just make sure you have some Snickers in here. If you don't, I'm not signing.
No Snickers, no signature. No.
Thanks, Zabo. I seen somebody doing that the other day, matter of fact, on Instagram. I ain't doing that no more.
What'd Zabo say?
he was. I don't. Well, I don't know if that's the right name for it, so I don't want to say it again.
Well, what Zabo say?
Zabo said in the chatty house. Yep. He said the Cracker Challenge era.
Oh.
What is that? Eating a bunch of Ritz or something?
No, the what are those? What are
saltines?
Saltines. And I'm just talking. I'm just like,
yeah, we're just talking about saltines.
I was about to say, what are those crackers called again?
They're called saltines. Remember, I could knock a bunch of them down.
Who hasn't partaken in a cracker challenge?
The saltine challenge is what it is. And I saw somebody doing that.
I have never seen this.
I'll never participate.
What was the challenge again?
Like four packs of the two packs of saltine, maybe two packs. Like, can you eat them without having a drink of water or something like that? And it's impossible.
I don't think I could eat one like cracker without having water.
It is impossible, and I wouldn't even suggest to try it because it's dangerous.
Saltines got the belt for crackers?
No, Rich does.
Ritz?
Are we handing out a cracker belt? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. Ritz, saltines. Kyle says no.
We're handing out a cracker belt. This is great.
That's Ritz.
Ritz are pretty
solid. We'll have a definitive answer when we come.
Peanut butter Ritz.
Hey, maybe we'll have a bracket. Why don't we make a cracker bracket?
No.
Oh, my God.
Ritz, saltines. What else are we going to throw in there? I love chips.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino, also a great place to eat. Before heading over to 32 Brew Street on Monday, I headed over to the market. The market is essentially what is their food court, but that's not what it's called. It's literally just a shop of course, you know me, I went straight to the dessert spot. I was like, I need a little sweet treat before we go over and watch Raider football over here. And man, what a what a gorgeous setup they have in there at 32 Bruce Street, or excuse me, at Sky River Casino. Whatever you're looking for, they're going to have. Mm-hmm. So no matter what time you're out there on them tables or the slot machines, or if you're out there hanging out with us at 32 Brews and you're like, man, I just got a taste for something, head over to the market. It's going to be there for you. Yeah. Whatever it may be, it's going to be there for you.
Straight up. Straight up.
The streak is over. 17 straight games. Prior to last night, the Las Vegas Aces had not lost since August 2nd. And that streak ended at the hands of the Seattle Storm. And a quick 17-game winning streak and a quick 2-game losing streak could end the Aces season quickly.
They had that game, too.
They did.
They had that game. That was, absolutely, they were going to put them away. Shout out to Seattle, man. They kept fighting. They did what they did. It looked electric in the energy plant-based save the world arena. I think, I can't remember.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Something like that. It was lit. Mm-hmm. It was lit. And they helped propel that Storm team to winning that game last night. You pointed it out. They have a bad night on Thursday.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. This is a team quickly. That I was convinced after a while. I was like, hey, they might just win the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. They could be gone. Mm-hmm. They could be gone. So I don't like these best of threes.
Yeah, I mean, I get why they do it. But, yeah, this is the downside of it. You have another bad night. All of that work you did to claw back to the two seed, but this is, yo, you've got to. This is also the thrill of the 3-game series. Mm-hmm. If you're that, if you're a title contender, you need to bounce back. You need to bounce back immediately. You can't have a bad night Thursday.
No, facts.
You got to bounce back immediately.
And you've got her. Mm-hmm. You've got her. Mm-hmm. So
I got a little cocky last night.
What?
I went double demon at 29.5. She was at 21. I think I had Wheeler on 21.5. She finished with 19. Mm. I had a couple of heartbreakers that would have brought me a payout that would have made me smile last night.
Damn.
Well, even the flex play would have made me smile.
Can I
took some risks.
Can I shout you out? Because when we were talking about that, I said, should I go Asia Wilson with more on the points? More on the rebounds, and you said without hesitation, rebounds. Mm-hmm. Lock it in. Got the more. Mm-hmm. She had 13 boards last night. It was at 11. So.
And you took the less on Chelsea, if I remember correctly?
Well, no. Oh. It was a demon, and I missed it. It was a demon. Will she score in the first 3 minutes?
Oh, that's the one it was, yeah.
And she didn't.
she didn't.
But I still won because I got Jewel Loyal. She had 13 points. And Skylar Diggins, 26. I knew Skylar was going to show up.
Skylar Diggins, big game player. With a very interesting walk-in outfit.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
No, let me check it out.
Please do. Let's
see what's going on.
I believe, I'm not clear if they asked her this. Mm-hmm. It appears to be a jacket that I think is made of milk.
Excuse me?
It's a very interesting jacket that Skylar Diggins walked in with yesterday.
Trying to get that. I'm not seeing it yet.
Okay. Let me see. I'll send it to you because I'm pretty sure TK had it, but let me.
Skylar kind of funny to me because hilarious funny.
Yeah.
She's a little bit more intense than you would probably think Skylar Diggins. Skylar say whatever. Skylar be getting after it. I like Skylar Diggins. I do. I don't know what I expected with her coming into the league, like her personality, but I don't feel like I expected this. So
she's definitely an interesting. She's definitely an interesting individual.
They always
here's
when you have what they call it, the wild ponytail, Skylar. You know it's about to be a night, like when she just don't care about her hair.
That's Skylar's.
Okay, Skylar.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know. All right.
Skylar.
Shout out Skylar, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Do your thing.
But I did have her in the Moore last night. She had 26. She came through.
I'll say this about her. She worked her ass off when she got to the league. Because to me, my opinion, coming out of Notre Dame, all that stuff with Lil Wayne, she was grossly overrated. She was essentially maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe women's basketball's first like social media star.
For sure.
Like she was it because Lil Wayne wore her jersey at a concert.
Yeah.
And
she was good on the college level and they won.
That's right. It just didn't translate.
Right, right.
And she worked her ass off to get better.
Yeah.
And she not only worked to get better, she changed her mentality. Mm-hmm. She got a lot more selfish and a lot more aggressive, and it paid off for her in a big, big way. Because the player she is today, the player that she's been for the better part of her career, is not what she was when she entered the league. Not even close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not even close.
She was overmatched when she got to the W. She was absolutely overmatched. But now we got Messy Bun Skylar.
Yeah.
Messy Bun Skylar come through. Mm-hmm. Y'all better watch out. No. I hope she don't come through on Thursday, though. I know that much.
Fever, they're still fighting despite all of the losses they suffered this season. Caitlin Clark was courtside with black Air Force Ones on, and Fever got the job done. They have a chance. Taking out Atlanta would be huge. Mm-hmm. Atlanta and Vegas going out on Thursday would be two pretty big upsets in the W if either or both of those were to happen.
A 2 and a 3 seed, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the best of three, especially when you got to travel now too.
If you're better, get the job done.
That's the killer. Like if you're the 2 or the 3 seed, I think, I don't know how you would do it, but I think you should, I'll be honest with you. You should get all 3 games at home.
Didn't they used to do that up until last year? 2 years ago?
Maybe so. I know the format was different. I think it was the first 2 games at home, or maybe on the road, and then the
maybe
next
that
two
was it.
At the higher seed.
Okay.
But now they switched it, and it gets dangerous when you do that.
Absolutely.
It gets dangerous.
Absolutely.
I know, okay. So I wanted to I think this is a good time to ask this question.
Okay. Because
we're going to talk about Adam Silver. We might just do it now and him walking back some stuff about
clarifying
about watching the games and TV and stuff like that. I'm looking at the WNBA's YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Fever and Dream 10-minute highlights has 99,000 views. Let's just say 100,000 views.
Okay.
You think more people watch that game live?
99,000 views. Yeah.
I think so too, but I think it's closer than, I think it's, and that's not even a knock on viewership. That's more to kind of like what Adam is probably trying to get at, what Eddie talked about. I was looking at I went to the Knicks Pacers game one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, it did a great number with the number for the ratings was probably somewhere around the fours or something like that because it was Knicks Pacers. So when you say 4.3, that's usually like 4 million people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The full game highlights on YouTube has 2.7 million views.
Mm.
These site, like these little condensed things are getting close to the same number of views. Now we all know how Nielsen ratings work.
Right.
It is
and for those that,
trash.
For those that don't know, they don't.
Yeah. It is
that's what he's saying.
It is garbage. But I just was looking at these numbers and I was like, he shouldn't have said it. I still think there's value in the TV, but there's a lot of people that watch these. And that's just the NBA's view for that Knicks Pacers. That doesn't include Bleacher Report. That doesn't
there are
include
places you want
no,
to
don't
go.
Mind that. That's then, fine. I don't want to go there.
There are just, places you...
Just trying to find the video, pal. That's all. Just trying to find the Adam Silver video.
But, yeah, I just... I was... They have... So the full game highlights for that game one, Pacers Knicks, is 2.7. They cut it to an 8-minute video of the final minute of the half of that game. That's got 3 million views. Like, between those two videos on that game, you got 6 million views on the video. Once again, it's not, I'm not defending like what he said. It's just, I think there is a lot of viewership with basketball in particular, and sports in particular, on like these condensed, hey, let me just watch this 10-minute video of the game. I think that is the way things are going a little bit right now.
So with that said, if I'm Amazon, what am I paying big money for this pack? Like, if I'm Kia, why do I keep upping this big entitlement package that I have if we're pushing people to watch games through YouTube or highlights?
I think,
or House of Highlights.
My thought would be there's still a ton of value in the TV and the broadcasting rights and all this other stuff. The live viewership of it all, you know, that's when we get into like peak numbers and all this other stuff. I think I'm of that generation where that's more important than going to YouTube and watching the game there.
It's generally referred to as DVR-proof programming, right? You can record, you can DVR all the episodes of Love Island or whatever your favorite show is. I don't even know what shows are on. You could DVR all of those Tulsa and King. Go back and perfect. Tulsa King was on Paramount Plus, so you can watch that whenever you want to. You can watch it at your leisure, at your comfort. When I can't watch it alone, got to watch it with the wife. So you know we can't really watch it till Saturday, and so like you don't. It doesn't really matter if you miss the Kings game on Tuesday. You can't really go, man, I'm not really going to have any free time till Saturday. Well, they played a back-to-back on Thursday and Friday. So what about those games? So they refer to sports as like this DVR-proof thing. So if you want your product out there in front of a live audience right now, you got to use sports. I just don't want the head of my organization saying, well, no. If your broke ass can't afford this, there's other ways you could do it. Yeah, we're great. Essentially, he's saying, and he's right, to be 100% clear, he is right with this. The NBA is one of the best, if not the best, when it comes to this. They don't shut down those sites that create streams and highlights, even the ones that they're not partnered with, because it's good for the game. And it allows, there's growth. There's growth opportunity there. I'm still not advertising it.
No,
trying to come up with a better answer
100%
than the one I gave.
I think because, and I believe and I agree with Eddie in this one. I think Adam said this and said it the way he did because he sees what the numbers are.
Yeah.
He's like, I took it as he's not telling you to go do this. He's saying, this is what people are already doing. I'm not telling you to leave TV, but I see the numbers. People are going crazy on the highlight sites watching this product. That's there for you. Once again, shouldn't have said it. You gotta be better in that situation.
Yeah.
But
and Adam Silver knows as such. So can I play that clip from Adam Silver now? Yeah. This is from a front office sports.
Those are my people.
Yeah, like they talked to Rob Manfred, like they had the head of ESPN, like they had a full sit down and talk about great timing. One of the people that they talked to was Adam Silver. This is about 2 minutes, so just bear with me and listen to what Adam Silver had to say regarding this subject. Kenny and I are talking.
This is very much a highlights based sport. Want to clarify that?
Yeah, you probably don't have the question with you. I mean, the question. A portion of the question, the end of the question, was about the impact of social media. That's what I was answering on our sport. And what I was saying in a very positive way, and I don't think it takes, I think it's additive to those who watch our games live and increase the likelihood that they'll watch our games live. By saying highlights based, I meant, you know, when I watch the traditional sports center, you know, and they have the top 10 plays and five of those are NBA plays. I'm like, yeah, I'm not thinking like, oh, damn, like more highlights are being promoted from our league. I mean, conventionally the reaction that was like, that's really good. That, you know, it's a live game full of highlights. I mean, by definition, highlights aren't necessarily past tense. I mean, like when the NBA games are packed with action, and I guess it was misconstrued, but the point I was trying to make is that there is this community of social media followers, frankly, globally estimated at roughly around 2.5 billion people connect with the NBA in some way. Any brand, any programming source would love to have those 2.5 billion people. Now, I think the challenge for the league office, and this is something I've been talking a lot about with my colleagues internally, is how do we then ensure that we're converting a highlights-based fan, for example, to a live game viewer. By no means we don't want it to be a substitute. We're not going to probably have, I mean, especially because of time zone issues when you're a global sport, it's going to be highly unlikely that everywhere in the middle of the night people are going to be stopping and watch our games. But to me, it's something, as I said, that like now that with these incredibly exciting moments, how do we demonstrate to our fans that they don't want to miss them live?
Little backtrack. I get it. Like you have to, but
it's a little backtrack. I don't recall him and maybe this because he's kind of taking the L on this, but I do not recall him at any point talking about converting highlight watchers, so to speak, to live game watchers. Also, let's be really, really careful to not rewrite history here. The conversation was not about SportsCenter.
Right.
The conversation was not about, oh, they just showed a LeBron James dunk. Shoot, why'd they do that? That was not the conversation, and I think Adam knows that. The conversation was something far greater, and yeah, maybe social media was a factor, but the conversation was about the difficulty of fans being able to watch games by having to pay for all of these different subscription services and him saying, dropping a Draymond Green, well, quite frankly, and then referencing YouTube and he was the one who referenced social media. So there's a lot of backtracking, but there's also a lot of rewriting of what happened. Yeah. And I don't think Adam Silver, like, I do not believe Adam Silver is malicious at all. But I also he had a bad day last week. He had a really bad day last week, and I don't know that this necessarily cleaned it up. Maybe he feels like he clarified his point, and maybe he did. In the part about converting highlight watchers into live game watchers is extremely important. But that was not referenced last week. And the conversation was not about SportsCenter nor highlights in and of itself.
Right.
It was about the ability of NBA fans to consume a product they love when they're starting to lose the ability to afford it.
Right.
That was the crux of the question.
Yeah, and he still hasn't answered that.
He has not.
He still hadn't answered it, and we said it a bunch of different times.
And that was a 2-minute clip. I don't have the full sit down with Adam Silver, so if I can find that, I can go through it. But that I don't know that this was touched upon again.
Yeah, and you mentioned a way he could have answered it. Matt George mentioned a way he could have answered the original question that was asked to him, and that's what people are looking for. You know, all of us who subscribe to these services that watch the games, we go watch the highlights too.
Yeah,
There are certain games. Right. Man, I don't know what happened with the Hornets and Wizards. Let me just go to YouTube real quick and get a gist of what happened. Like, that's not the question. We all know that's there. The question was, what are you going to do about the rising cost to be able to consume your product in its entirety? And he didn't answer it.
Yeah, like, what if that's my only means to watch is that 7-minute, 8-minute, 9-minute condensed game that's on YouTube.
Yeah. But so I get it. I don't know. After I saw that stuff last night on YouTube, like the numbers of Aces Storm and mm-hmm. Fever and all that stuff. It just had me thinking, like, well, what does the NBA games look like? And it's a that's a pretty big number. That's a 6 million people downloaded or, you know, watched those highlights or at least press play at some point in time. I don't know what I was expecting, but that's a pretty big number for anything.
But what do you do with those numbers?
You could sell. You could use them as ad. You talked about, like, why is Amazon or NBC or Kia trying to be a part of it? Maybe that's where the ad space comes into place on jerseys and on courts, right? Like, yeah, they may not be watching your commercial with
Draymond.
Well,
if it's an NBC game, the bug is in the corner. Or regardless of the network, it's on, the bug is in the corner.
Maybe they're not watching Draymond Green's Kia commercial, but 6 million people saw Kia on
Don't
the baseline.
Forget about the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm. That was a good line. I gotta give it to him. That was a good line. But he didn't write it, but that was a good line. He delivered it. But they're looking at Michelob courtside.
Yeah, right.
Or they're seeing Kia up there at a Golden One Center. You know, to 6 million people who aren't watching the telecast, but
aspiration.
They're still aspiration. Stay away from that.
Yeah.
But there's your product, which you're trying to have advertising for, is still being seen by the people who aren't even watching these games. And maybe that's like a package deal. Okay, you want to run a commercial, you know, it'll cost you another X amount of dollars to have your CGI logo on.
Well, in that that's a really good point. In that context, that does become a part of a league presentation, because Michelob, that was obviously a league thing. Like, no matter what arena you were in, those seats, I think it was the ones that the players were on, the back cover was the Michelob
the
thing.
Seats.
And I think it was on, no, those were player seats. Those are very much your seats. I'm not a player. And the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, regardless of where those games are airing, it also becomes of, and this is where you really get creative. Yeah, we got Lakers Warriors tonight. That's Steph and LeBron. LeBron's social media impressions last year for our season were, I'm making up numbers, 100 million. Steph's were 102 million. Those are just the numbers we control.
Mm-hmm.
Condensed basketball on YouTube, they have 1 million people watching their 10-minute videos. That Michelob, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
The Michelob's, it's there. As you referenced, the CGI thing is there. That becomes a part of their selling package. But the key, the Draymond Green commercial, that doesn't make the that doesn't make the highlight.
Clip.
Yeah, it doesn't make the clip. Yeah. And that's where that's where the NBA sales team has to be quick to navigate. Oh, that you have to, you very much have to play both sides of the fence. Mm. Oh, that's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those are the D-Lows and the KCs and the Chatty House. Those are the psychopaths who watched the game last night and just woke up and wanted to watch a condensed version of it again.
Right.
Yeah, don't worry about those people.
Right.
They're crazy. They saw the Kia commercial the night before.
Wasn't the story or one of the stories of, I think it was ESPN getting, making sure they had, it might have been NBA, but it could have been NFL too, is they just want to control the highlights. Like getting the NFL package, Monday Night Football, or getting into the game, they want to be able to show the highlights on First Take and all that other stuff. Like that was, it wasn't just about the games. It was like, the games are cool, but we want to have the whole archive of highlights of every game to be able to show whenever we want to.
Yeah, that would make sense, because I know that they can't show, if anyone's ever flipped over to, you know, SVP too early on a Sunday night, they can't show anything from Sunday night football until it's over, like over and done and off the air. They can't show anything.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there's tons of rules and restrictions when it comes to that stuff. Anthony Slater is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll talk to him about whatever is going on with Jonathan Kuminga, the Warriors and the Kings. Plus, we got overreactions on the way. And we'll attempt to define the 1-1 teams in the league. Plus, week 3 power rankings. It's all ahead. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Gotta give a big shout out to my people over at Prize Picks. Your boy was a winner yesterday. Got that dub. Shout out to the WNBA playoffs. Shout out to Storm versus Aces. Mm-hmm. You know, for handling business there. My girl Asia Wilson was on the boards. Big ups to her. Jewel Lloyd, she was getting buckets. Skylar Diggins, she was getting buckets as well. Big ups to them. But I'm not done. I'm going back in tonight. Giants are playing right now.
You say he's going back to back.
I'm ready. Giants are playing right now. Maybe I'll go later into that Mets-Padres game. I'm not exactly sure, but I already know whatever I'm going to do, part of that lineup is going to be Patrick Mahomes and that max discount that is available right now.
Yeah, boy.
They've got a max discount available through this Sunday for Patrick Mahomes. All he needs is a half-yard passing. Now, I know he ain't got no weapons. I know they don't have no receivers, and that's a little dicey, but I would take it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it anyway. I'd take that max discount for Patrick Mahomes. So if you want to have a nice little lineup, have a potential winning lineup, go ahead, download the Prize Picks app. Take that max discount with Patrick Mahomes and put in the promo code KIFM. Mm-hmm. You get $50 instantly. With your first $5 lineups, you don't have to win or lose. You get $50 instantly going towards your first $5 lineup when you put in the promo code KIFM. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Skirin Bagley. I think he took the lead. He did take the lead. Seven on the season.
I wonder if someone is listening on the radio and has no idea what you're talking about. Every time you do that read, and someone scores, does the person on the radio, does the truck driver, does the person who has never ever like partaken in YouTube or the Chatty House have any clue what you're referring to when you're saying Sakarin DeBagley is up to 7?
If you would like to participate, like while listening on the radio too, we can't keep score, but go ahead and just yell. Or what is it? What is
it's
it?
It's good to be
it's
right.
It's good to be right. Yeah, just yell that at your radio if you want to just follow along.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Like, everybody's invited in this one. Sabo, he's still stuck in the 90s, talking about run your game. You know,
no, Sabo
stuck in the 90s.
Get a load of Michael Jordan on the Wizards.
You guys need to... He is the reason this league exists.
Shout out Zay, that's my boy. Shout
I would call him the Hulk Hogan of this league, but you can't really do that. You call him the Bob Cousy, but that's just as bad.
Oh, Bob Cousy. Jesus. I don't.
But he crawled so Sakarin DeBagley could walk.
By the way, it reminds me. Let me get you a quick update.
Okay.
And what's going on in the D'Lo and KC Pick'em League?
Okay.
In the lead right now, there's a tie for first place between Johnny. I don't want to mess up his last name. But Johnny and TD both have 27. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm not ruling it out. They both have 27. They're in a tie for first place. We got a few different guys with 26, 25. You know, it's kind of tight. Roddy. I see Roddy in there. Your boy is... Your boy is down at 30th with 21, but you know, much like the Giants, I just got some people I gotta climb over. I'll be in the top 10 easily.
Well, much like the Giants, I'm holding you down.
So thank you. We put
the Giants game on in here, and
I'm doing much better in the college football pick'em. I'm sixth.
Okay,
got 19.
Yeah, who couldn't have picked Central Michigan was going to lose? A good call, KC.
Tyler Jennings is fourth. John Poles is also tied for fourth.
That league over there is cooking.
The leader is Charlie Baker Boyd. He's got 23.
Baker Boys. Y'all know what it is. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We started to talk yesterday about teams that are 1-1 in the NFL, the Raiders being one of them. We actually spent a great deal of time, not just you and I, but we brought Jason Jones into the conversation as well. I was trying to figure out what version of the Raiders they really are out of those two games, the one win or the one loss. And I want to do that with a couple of other teams before we get into overreactions. Don't forget, we got Anthony Slater set to join us. He's going to be with us on the phone. We don't do a lot of phone interviews, but Anthony Slater, he's obviously been writing and talking a lot about the Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga, and the Sacramento Kings. So we wanted to take the opportunity to talk to him for a bit, and we'll be able to do that again coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Anthony Slater of ESPN will be with us. Before we do any of this football stuff, let's grab TC here real quick. I don't want to keep him on hold too long. TC, what's going on, baby? Terrence, what's up, man?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, boy?
Hey, I'm good, bro. So, look, hey, you know where I stand at? I text both of y'all, bro. That's where I'm at. I'm with you, D-Lo, what you said earlier. Hey, what do we have to lose as far as the Kings? We have nothing to lose, bro. I know we want to play hardball, but unprotected pick, bro. I might even, just to make it juicier, bro, I might even throw a second in, bro, just to get the deal done.
Nobody asked for that.
Hey, I know, Kenny, but look, hey, D-Lo, Kenny, that's how serious I am. Like, let's stop playing in front, like, not saying Scott Perry in the front office playing because I let them dudes, bro, but it's like, check it out. Let's quit playing with this protection. I'm protected pick, bro. Give it to him. Get the deal done that way because, remember, at the end of the day, it's about getting your guy in to make your team better. And Jonathan Kuminga fits our team, bro, and make us better. Unprotect that game, bro. Please. Pause.
Oh, my. Well, okay. Jeez. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, unprotect that thing.
That was a lot.
Trying to make it juicier.
TC talking through the
get
last
the
few...
man you want.
Yeah, TC,
and unprotect that thing.
His last few calls as far as pick protections and unprotected have been kind of tough. It's been a pause moment after pause moment.
Man.
TC funny.
All right, man. Well, okay.
DC, funny, too, because he'll start the call talking about what he texted us and then launch into something and not tell everybody watching and listening what he texted.
Got a little rule of radio right there.
Shout out to my boy TC, man. So I will ask you this real quick. Or do you want, we don't table that.
Go ahead.
I said earlier, TC's in agreement. I said, just make the pick unprotected. Mm-hmm. Like if you, I know you want to get him at a bargain in your price and all this other stuff. But if the bargain in your price is that important, he's probably not really your guy. Like, you just look at him as just a good player. Like, all that all-star stuff you're talking about,
yeah,
that's just window dressing. You don't look at him that way. If you believe he's an all-star, you want to center things around him like you've told him. Unprotect the pick that's 4 or 5 years from now, yeah, and see if he can help you be good, not only immediately, but in the future. So maybe that pick doesn't hit that hard 4 years from now.
Yeah.
I would make the pick unprotected.
My answer was a little, because the thing you're going to ask, what do I think about this? Mm-hmm. And my response to that was a little, it can't get any worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's my honest to God. Like, and I'm not, like, see, like let's take the ha-ha out of this for a second. And I'll pose it as a question. Seriously. How much worse can it get? Like, what do you think that singular pick is going to do for you? Now, there's an important component to this, though, because I think this is how you started what you said. If you think Jonathan Kuminga is the guy, do it. If you're not sure, then don't. Mm-hmm. Don't do it just for the sake of doing it. Don't go, well, we've got to try something, so let's do this. Mm-hmm. No. If you believe he's the guy, go do it. I remember when the Giants, the New York Giants, drafted Daniel Jones. I think he was drafted maybe sixth.
I'm really high.
He was projected to be maybe more in the teens somewhere. Mm-hmm. And my thing at the time was, like, if you, like, I get it. There's a game you have to play, and it involves you knowing what 7, 8, 9, 10 are doing. It involves your ability to know what the rest of the league thinks about them, who might be willing to move up, who might be trade partners with. Like, you have to do all of that in terms of if you wanted to navigate backwards, accumulate more assets, and draft him there. But my thing was always the same. If you think he's your guy, then do it. Like, okay, maybe you took him 6 picks too early. But if you think that's your guy at that coveted position, the quarterback of your future, do it. Just do it. Deal with all of the ridicule and prove them wrong down the road. It's the exact same way I feel about this. If you think he is something for you, if you think he is a guy, if you think he is a part of your rotation, do it. But if it's just the idea of we have to do something, that's you're setting yourself up for failure in that regard.
Yeah,
absolutely setting yourself up for failure.
And I know, I understand how people might think it's a little reckless to think like this. And you can't always do this. But I look at your point, like, all right, how much worse can it get? What do you really have to lose? Like, you're already looked at as a team that a lot of people don't think is going to be very good. You've got, if they're correct, you've got 3 years to figure it out before you get to that 2030. And you've got all your picks, like Bobby Marks talked about before that. In this deal, you're not giving up any of these picks right now. It feels like it'd be a little bit more risky if they're like, hey, give us an unprotected 2026 or 2027. Because it feels like that can hamper you sooner, obviously, but more for the long haul. Because this, if you're not good right now and you're going towards a rebuild, you're going to need these picks right now to start that rebuild. We're talking about 2030. Like,
TCG says, you can't live with the what ifs. You gotta live in the now.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, 100%.
Like, if that's and all I ask is, if that's the guy you like, if that really is a guy that you see as a part of your future, okay,
mm-hmm,
do what you got to do.
Yeah, I would unpredict the. the pick. The pick.
Unprotect that thing.
Not that thing. I would unprotect the pick. I would unprotect the pick if that's what was going to get the deal done for me. Scott Perry is very methodical. That's one thing that we've seen right now. He's not going to do, at least it feels like, he's not going to do anything he doesn't feel that he has to do in a negotiating sense.
Yeah.
And if he really believes, I don't have to make the pick unprotected to get this deal done, then he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, interesting, though.
We'll talk with Anthony Slater about this coming up in just about 15 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on all of this, even opinion-based questions like, you know, what he thinks Kuminga would look like on the Sacramento Kings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.